Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people. We're the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile. It's finally come down to form what Paul calls one new man, or in the Greek, I like it better than the English, in the Greek, it says one new humanity. And in the second chapter of the book of Ephesians, Paul talks about this, and he says when the separation between Jew and Gentile comes down, it's almost like the spiritual DNA on Jewish people. When it merges with the spiritual DNA of Christians, it forms, Paul says, a dwelling place of God by his Spirit. And I believe when these two people groups chosen by God become one, it releases something in the Spirit where we'll be able to see what Jesus prophesied. He said, you will do the same works that I have done and even greater. Now, I have to tell you, I am content with the same works that Jesus has done. I can't even fathom what is greater, but that's what he said. So I buy into it, and I'm looking for the greater. And I know that somehow, when these two people groups of God get together, not in an ecumenical fashion, but in a spirit fashion, as the one new humanity, we will have a release of the glory of God like the world has never seen. Now, my guest has a key to the release of the glory of God that is going to literally provoke you to jealousy. His name is Leif Hetland. And Leif, just so everyone will get to know you a little bit, those that are not familiar with you, you come from four generations of Pentecostals. And at nine, you had an experience with the Lord in Norway in which you sensed that you had a call of God on your life and to go to the nations, and you pretty much forgot about it until last year when you got together with someone I've interviewed on our show by the name of James Maloney. And tell me what happened.
Yeah, I was in England, in Sheffield, as a speaker together with Randy Clark and James Maloney. So I was sitting up front when James Maloney called me up front because he felt that the angel of the Lord, he felt there was a word from Jesus for me. And when I came up, I recognized that it was heaven because of he started to speak so many details into my life that started to astonish me. But then he stopped and he said, I see this 9-year-old boy. And he talks about a tree. And I have never thought about this, but a tree that we had in our garden in the house that we used to live in Norway. And I remember when I was there and he described these lights that was coming in and a wind that came. And God clearly speaking to me about the nations. And I didn't realize before he was speaking this, there was the power of God just hit me. I'm there totally. I'm back again in Norway as a 9-year-old boy. And not one single time, I'm almost 45 years old, but not one single time have I remembered that experience and that encounter. So it has something, I think, to do with the sovereignty of God that he brought about a reminder that, Leif, even while you were a young boy, I had chosen you. And I had chosen you for the least, last, and the lost.
Say that again, the least, the last, and the lost. They're all L's. But I love that. That sounds like something Jesus would do. Now, you've had many things along the way that have equipped you to teach what I believe is the missing link in Christianity and the key, perhaps one of the most important keys of the supernatural. But in 1994, you were a burned-out Baptist pastor, and you had an encounter with the Holy Spirit. Tell me about that.
Well, I had my elder who came back, or deacon or elder, who came back to our First Baptist Church in Sandnes, Norway, where I was the pastor. And he was just telling me, hey, I think you need to take a trip to England. There is this group of Baptists. They had been to a place called Toronto, and they've come back, and they used to be burned out like you, and they used to be weary and worn out and pretty much about to give up like you. I encourage you to go over and let them share what has happened in their life, because they are full of fire right now. They are full of joy. And so he said, I will pay for you, and I will go with you, and I will take you to England. So that's I felt that my desperation level was greater than my fear level. So I went to England, and I stood in line, both at Holy Trinity Brompton, but also at Queen's Road Baptist, is what was the name of the church at the time, in Wimbledon, when I came in, and I got to hear the testimony of all these people that were similar to me, evangelical. Many of them had been burned out, but he had an encounter with the Holy Spirit in Toronto, and then afterwards they said, would you like to have this experience? So it was just a phenomenal time, and to be honest, I got pretty much messed up, and I was afraid to go back home again because I knew I was going to be in trouble after the Holy Spirit ministered to me.
But then the next year, in 95, you were at a Randy Clark meeting, and the fire of God came on you. Tell me about that.
On June 2nd, 1995, I had an invitation to come to a Randy Clark meeting in Haugesund, Norway. In the evening service, there was open for everyone, but in the morning, there was only a small group of pastors and leaders that was together in the room. And Randy went down the line after he was finished talking about impartation, telling some amazing stories about what God is doing right now and how many different lives has been transformed as a result of a fresh impartation. So I just, as a Baptist pastor, had nothing to lose and everything to gain. I went up and asked for prayer. And he went down the line and he just touched people. And he said, bless them or fill them or more love. And people just went down. But when he came to me, he stopped and he looked at me and he said, you are a bulldozer. And I'm seeing you going into this dark area, and reminded me as it was the Amazon. And he said, I see this amazing light following after you. And he started to prophesy over me about my calling to the nations. I went right to the floor. The fire of God was all over me. It was almost painful, a mixture of electricity and fire. And I laid on the floor just weeping and weeping and weeping. And it lasted probably for about 2 hours. But during the time on the floor there, something shifted and changed in me. And there was a commissioning and an impartation that had taken place. I didn't realize that before later when I came up off the floor, that I looked at everything in life differently.
And then I'm going to take you to what you consider a life-changing encounter that happened in the year 2000.
Yeah, in year 2000, I had just left the Southern Baptist that had not been over very good terms. And I was very broken, very wounded. I didn't realize that most of my life I had operated from a orphan spirit. So Jack Taylor, who is my spiritual father, had invited a group of his spiritual sons for the first father and sons meeting in Melbourne, Florida. And a group of us came together, and the well-known singer Dennis Jernigan, he said, Leif, I have this song for you. And he sang a daddy's song. And I again went down on the floor. It could be that I'm just weak as a Norwegian, but I ended up on the floor, and it was like liquid love. I understood Charles Finney now and some of the other people, but liquid love that just went up and down my body. It visited a 12-year-old boy that was very much hurt. It visited different times in my life. And I just lay there and I just wept and I wept. And I just knew that the Father spoke to me very clearly. He says, you are my beloved son. I love you and I'm well pleased with you. And when I came also up from that floor and came home to my wife, came home to my children, and the very way I started to view everything, I knew that I was seeing with the eyeglasses of love. I knew that I was a son and I was a beloved son. I got an A+ on my report card. I knew that the Father's well pleased with me. And all these years, I've been trying to get God to be well pleased with me. I knew He loved me, but I...
You've used a term. What do you mean by an orphan spirit as opposed to a sonship spirit?
Well, orphans, you live your life like you do not have a home. You maybe have a house, but you don't have a home. You don't have a place of security. You don't have a place where there is a unconditional love. You do not have a proper value.
You know, a lot of people have this orphan spirit, and they operate under it their whole life, and they don't know that they sabotage themselves.
Yeah, and I was very good at it, and I'm not saying that that orphan way of thinking, because it started with Lucifer, came into the garden, but Jesus eventually came and said, hey, I will not leave you as an orphan, I will come to you. And He came to bring us back again to the Father, not just so we come to the cross. What I preached and what I believe, I came to the cross to get saved and healed and delivered, but the cross never brought me home. After this year 2000 experience, I was like a prodigal brother that came home, where I suddenly could live from inheritance instead of towards it.
I see people all the time that have this orphan spirit. And if they could move into the sonship, they would stop sabotaging their entire life and have a much more wonderful situation and accomplish their destiny. Speaking of accomplishing their destiny, I know it's your heart to release the extraordinary over people's lives and release them into dreaming with God. And you have a series, 2 CDs called Dream Your Destiny, where you give the most amazing examples of people that have lost their vision and then get it back, or people that perhaps have never even had a vision and you pray for them and you make professions of faith over them. And when you do this, you release them to the greatest creativity. People have been getting inventions. This really is where God wants us at this point, because the world is getting darker and darker, but this is the finest hour for those that know God. So I want to make these 2 CDs available to you. They're titled Dream Your Destiny, available for a gift of $24. Call or write today. To hear this week's interview in its entirety, or to watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521.